Thanks, Dane. Getting into Across the Line, where we bring you the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase, the Rugby World Cup.
Good morning. Latest from the Springbok camp in your Rugby World Cup report is that the Bokke have received some welcome news ahead of their second Pool B match at the competition. On the weekend, the reigning world champions will be in action against Romania. That's in Bordeaux, and wholesale changes are expected to be made to their team. The good news for the Bokke is that the lock Eben Etzebeth may be fitter sooner than initially thought after sustaining a shoulder injury during the 18-3 win over Scotland in Marseille. Etzebeth will still not play this weekend, but the assistant coach, Felix Jones, indicated that the enforcer could be ready sooner than expected.
Okay, so Eben is still, as of this morning, anyway, a 7 to 10 day injury, so he won't be available for selection this weekend, but I don't think he was directly in the plans to play this weekend regardless, so that 7 to 10 days might change on a daily basis depending on how he progresses.
Some more good news for the Springboks is that outside centre Jesse Creel is available for selection against Romania. There was fear that the player may be sighted following a head-on collision with the Scottish eighth man, Jack Dempsey. The Bokke and Creel certainly dodged a bullet in this regard. A player that was not that lucky is the England flanker Tom Curry. The hard-grafting open-side flanker has been suspended for 2 matches after his red card against Argentina. Curry appeared before a disciplinary committee yesterday and was given a 3-match ban, which was reduced to 2 games after he pled guilty to the charge and agreed to follow the World Rugby Tackle School Protocol. He can play again on the 7th of next month. That's against Samoa. Meanwhile, let's move away from rugby slightly. The Proteas beat Australia by 111 runs in Potchefstroom last night, whilst Bafana Bafana beat the DRC 1-0, giving South Africa a hat-trick of wins on the international stage since Sunday. The Proteas batter and T20 captain Aidan Markram said that the boys inspire and motivate them a great deal. That's, of course, our World Cup Springbok team.
It's huge for us. You have the opportunity to inspire people from South Africa. And if we're in a position to do that and we can do that, it would mean a lot to us as a team. So, I mean, you watch a team like the Bokke, what they've done over the past few years. It's inspiring towards us as a Proteas team and motivating in a way as well.
The Springboks game against Romania in Bordeaux will be played on Sunday with kickoff at 3 in the afternoon. John Walland, OFM Sports.
Thanks, John. Across the Line, weekdays, 7:30 and once again at 4:30 p.m. where we bring you the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Remember, you can also listen to the podcast online and get the latest updates at ofm.co.za.